This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Team. They get the ticker tape parade Wednesday, beating the Dutch 2-0. Second cup in a row, fourth World Cup. Come on, pay them equal money, at least for the World Cup. And there is a lawsuit going on about that. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the show, plus the earthquakes in California as we go out to one of my friends who was in the middle of all the action, so to speak. And speaking of action, boy, there's a ton of it coming out of Washington, D.C., including the first Democratic candidate for president, decides to drop out. Who better to talk about all this with than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. So now we don't one less, you know, face in the Hollywood stars. It was Eric Swalwell that decided that he was done, the congressman. You're not surprised by this, right?
No, and then there were, 24 or 23? I wasn't surprised, and I must say, not trying to disparage, but he was the most, and I said this on your show, one of the most annoying people in a debate I've ever seen. And so I was kind of actually happy he dropped out.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so one of the big stories that people are talking about, and this one's been kicked around for a long time. I can remember having this conversation with my mother about Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, but now he's back in the headlines, I'll call it, because he pled not guilty to sex trafficking claims that are just incredible. They call it the Lolita Express, the young girls, the things that he's accused of, etc. But he had big ties to a lot of influential politicians, including the Clintons and also to this president, Donald Trump. What do you make of all this?
Well, that's right. You know, at first, Kate, today, and I talked to some friends, you know, in D.C. about this, but at first there were just pictures of, you know, Epstein and Trump, and that's what you heard. And as I told a couple of friends, look, take a deep breath because there's going to be Clinton, too, which, you know, there was. Clinton was on multiple flights. Clinton is coming out and saying, well, I didn't know anything, you know, that he did. And that's all very possible and true. But the guy is in big trouble, and so therefore for Trump and Clinton, it's like, okay, they hung around with somebody that ends up in really bad trouble. And there's so much speculation that he's just going to sing and all these people are going to roll. And, you know, I don't know, something could happen with a wide variety of people, but then again, this might be just where, you know, they go after him and he potentially is put away for a long, long time. You know, he got out of the first one, and there's so many accusations about prosecutorial misconduct in a reverse way, letting him off so easy.
Yeah.
You know, he is convicted as a sex offender. This one looks like it's going to grow too, Kate. You know, it's going to turn from 2 to 3 to 4, maybe 8 or 9 different women who were, you know, underage and who were unfortunately in the grasp of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, wow. I mean, we'll see what it ends up being, but it's really interesting because first he got that leniency that you mentioned, and plus that now is from a guy who's the labor secretary, so now
right. His
name keeps coming up again. But this is a whole different ball game. I think they're going to really slam him to the ground. And from what I understand from someone I know close to it, they went after him when he was on his plane coming back from Paris at Teterboro. So he wasn't expecting that. They have, the evidence really locked up. But again, you know,
right. It's
all for a court to decide. So we'll see.
Sure.
You know, one thing about Donald Trump is, and actually it's something you either like or hate, but I have to say sometimes I like it, is that there's no mincing words. There's no pussyfooting around what he thinks. And today, he was slamming the UK ambassador to the US, and then there was reaction from England. I mean, it's just the British are just like, oh, more from Donald Trump, and he just said, we don't like him. I do not know the ambassador. He's not liked or well thought of within the US. He said we will no longer deal with him. We will no longer deal with him. Well, I guess, you know, they're going to have a new prime minister, which would mean maybe a whole new crew. That's not good when he has no leverage, so to speak, right?
Right. I mean, I'm thinking the British must have thought, boy, we're kind of glad he wasn't around when the revolution was underfoot. You know, he would have been even a meaner version, let's say, of George Washington. But, you know, this was a cable. And for the listeners that aren't familiar, as I understand it, this was a cable, which means it's a very private communication from embassies or ambassadors to their government, right? And cables aren't like, you know, it was hacked. Somebody gave over this information on purpose to, I don't know, to embarrass Trump or whatever, but somebody did it within the government of the UK. And you're right, Trump doesn't mince words. You know, he said, we're not going to deal with this guy. So I imagine the UK is not, and they're going to have a new prime minister, but they're not going to risk over one person to hurt the relationship of the countries. I mean, eventually this guy's not going to be, he'll be persona non grata.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's this, you know, we've been talking about the citizenship question on the census, and the Attorney General saying that he sees a legal path to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, even though the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, blocking its inclusion, at least temporarily, in a different direction. Do you think it's, I mean, I know I'm asking you that, looking at crystal ball, do you think it is going to be on there? I'm thinking it might be.
You know, I would have said, well, last time we talked, I said, no, it's done. You know, they're not going to have it on there. But they are pushing so hard to find a way. And it can, the census can be printed now. They say it's being printed. Who knows? They can add an addendum to it. So they are really trying to find a way, you know, around the court case. It's been rather bizarre, and they brought in a new team of lawyers, I think, within the Justice Department. So, yeah, I mean, right now I think it's 50-50 versus just, you know, smoke from the administration, and they think they're going to give up on it. I think it's 50-50 right now. It could happen.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Bob Ney, always fun to talk with you. How about those women winning the World Cup again, huh?
Isn't that cool, huh? That is
cool.
Great.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. All right,
yeah.
I knew you were going to agree with me. Thanks.
I do. And they need equal wages.
Yes, for World Cup,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, and there's reasons for that. Thanks, Bob, because, you know, look, the ratings were sky high. Their jersey outsold all the other soccer jerseys. So in the World Cup competition, it's justified to jump up that money. You know, when you're talking about other sports and you're looking at attendance and you're looking at ratings, and it's just simple economics in some cases. It's like the Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, they increased their prize money to have the men and the women equal. It made sense. The women were drawing crowds. They had just as many fans. People were filing in. They were filling the seats, all of that. And that plays into it. I mean, in this case, forget everything else. Forget gender equity, pay, things, all of that. I mean, you could put that into it, and that's what the lawsuit is about. But I think just squaring up, I don't care, you know, how you look at the scale of this, you look at the economy of this, and there's no question when it comes to World Cup that should be there. That should be more. Fair is fair. Coming up next, some odds and ends. A few things happen, including torrential rains in D.C.
Oh, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
For hooking into my show. If you've just joined us for the first time, I like to call this Odds and Ends. And why do I do that? Because we're not a one-trick pony here. I'm not going to just beat up one subject over and over and over and over again. Because things are happening. They're moving. They're shaking when we're on the air. And speaking of moving and shaking, brutal what happened in Southern California on Friday and Saturday. Here it's a holiday weekend, and they got slammed big time with a couple of quakes. I've got a friend in the belly of the beast, so to speak, and Annie Zdarovich will join us in our next segment to tell me what that was like, and you, what that was like. Apparently, the first one didn't rattle at quite as many nerves. The second one, oh boy, look out. And somebody who lived in California, which would be myself, I understand what that's like, even though I didn't really get it. When I first moved there, people would tell me, just be earthquake prepared, be earthquake prepared. And I'd think, well, no, there hasn't been any earthquakes. What are you talking about? I'm living in Central California, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo. They're like, no, aftershocks, everything else. It means to have food and water and blankets and money and, you know, a go bag, that kind of stuff in your car. Have it somewhere, someplace where you can access in case that happens. And I thought, you know, to me, I thought, well, it seems absurd because I'm not even near where the fault lines are. Little did I know, big dummy, that, you know, I had East Coast geography. And we didn't talk about the fault lines. We didn't talk about the whole state of California and the Southwest. But I'm going to touch on this more when we jump into the segment. But you had a 6.4 magnitude earthquake that hit near a place called Ridgecrest. It's about 150 miles north of Los Angeles. And some of the people were really affected. And then they had 5,400 mostly small earthquakes or tremors. They have them afterwards. That freaked a lot of people out. There was some crazy video that came out of there. But nobody was killed, thank goodness. Then you had, because that was on Thursday, actually. That was July 4th. So not Friday and Saturday. It was Thursday and Friday. Then you had 7.1, and that was even closer in to Los Angeles, San Bernardino. They got a big spank with that. And you look at the crack in the earth, and I've seen lots of video of it, and things flying off of shelves, and, you know, the houses shaking. I mean, swaying. And I felt that swaying, so I understand that. Now, geologists are saying a major earthquake along the San Andreas Fault is likely overdue. And the San Andreas Fault, pretty much large earthquakes every 150 years. So it's been a while. It's been a long while. When we go in the man cave, we're going to be talking about the she cave, and that would be the U.S. women's soccer team winning the World Cup. There isn't a man I know that isn't proud and excited. I was on a talk show today in Des Moines, Iowa, a big station there, and he was telling me, they were asking me my opinion about the women and just how exciting it was and what did I think and how, where do they go now and all that. And he said, you know, there's something there when I'm screaming at the TV, score, Lavelle, score, like he would yell at any other sporting event that he was watching, which, of course, Rose Lavelle scored the first goal in the second half for the women because no scores in the first half. And then Megan Rapinoe scored the second goal and won lots of hardware for that. And look, the sport for U.S. women is incredible. I mean, you should have some incredible pride swelling within you for this, because there is something to this. 2-0. And good for them. They worked hard to get there. It's pretty tough. You narrow the field. And to get all the way and go through what you have to go through. And they had some tough matches. The French, the English, there was so much made about the English. And then even the Dutch proved to be tough in that first half. And in the second half, the U.S. finally prevailed and scored a couple of goals. But it really wasn't a complete walkover. They were just so good. Great defense, great offense. So, you know, bravo to the USA women, who will get that big parade I mentioned at the top in New York on Wednesday. I think you're going to see a lot of people there, just a lot of people cheering them on, and that is a good thing. We need a break from everything nasty, right? This is something to celebrate. I mean, seriously, this is something to celebrate. I think the saddest story that I came across over the last couple of days has to be this one. Your heart breaks for any grandparent in this situation where a child who's with them dies. But imagine you're a grandparent, you're with another set of grandparents, and you're with your family where you've got your one-year-old granddaughter. So an American falls to her death, 18 months old. She's playing with her grandfather in a dining hall on deck 11 of a very popular ship from one of the Royal Caribbean ships called Freedom of the Seas. And the dining area has large windows. Now, here's what happened. One of the panes was open. The grandfather sat the girl in the window, lost his balance, and the girl fell to her death. She died on impact because they were docked. I mean, if she had fallen in the water, that same thing obviously could have happened as well. But they were docked in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it's very sad. The parents, the father, is a police officer in South Bend, Indiana. I know we have a lot of people listening in Indiana. The department tweeted out condolences and, you know, said, boy, this is a difficult time, a tragic loss of their child while in Puerto Rico. They asked the community to, you know, pray for them and respect the privacy of them. And again, the setup is they traveled to San Juan. So the little girl traveled with her parents, siblings, and four grandparents, and they boarded the ship. and the ship carries, you know, 4,500 people, give or take. And it was going to depart for a week-long trip. On Sunday, the fall happened, you know, the trip was supposed to start at 8:30. It happened about 5 o'clock. So, I mean, what's the Royal Caribbean going to do? They're sad. They're going to assist the family. It's just one of those horrific things. And falling from a cruise ship is not unheard of. It's not unheard of. But a lot of times, you don't hear that it's a grandchild, the window was open, they fell out, he lost his balance. A lot of times people, and we don't talk about it a lot, but a lot of times, because it's probably not, I mean, it's not always, it's reported, but it's not always becomes big. People fall from ship decks. Something happens. They give everybody a safety brief, and they tell people who board the ship to follow the safety rules and all the plans and all that stuff. But you're on a ship, and sometimes things happen. It's unforeseen. I mean, not someone diving to their death. Something happens, and then boom, you know, they fall over, and then the Coast Guard's on the search. But this was just, I think, one of the most awful things. Because it hit me funny because I thought, and I thought of my own grandparents, and I thought of how often I spent time with them alone, and even traveling. I remember traveling with my grandmother, and I can't really put my headspace in. What would that be like to have that freak thing, you know, just have that freak thing happen? But it was, like I said, a freak thing. All right, now I got to give you something to lift you up, right? So it's like a story. Boom, something terrible, awful. We go down the valley, and then we got to come out on the other side before we talk about the earthquakes in California. I love this. Goodwill found records for this Nick D'Amelio Jr., who served in the Navy during World War II, Purple Heart. So they're looking for the family because they want to give them the medal. The medal has his name along with his insignia on it. It was found in June. He was a seaman second class. He served in the U.S. Navy and went missing in action when the USS Little sank in the Solomon Islands on September 5th, 1942. So they want to make sure they get this to the right family. And the director of marketing of Goodwill is all over this in Arizona. He didn't make it back home, but they have this Purple Heart. He was declared dead. He was memorialized in the Walls of the Missing in the Manila American Cemetery, a memorial in the Philippines. Got the Purple Heart, of course, after his death. And, you know, it's, of course, one of the most recognized and respected medals awarded to members of the U.S. Armed Forces. It's actually the oldest military award. And it might have been donated by accident. That's what they think. And let's see if they get this to the family. I bet you they will. I want to hear the story and hear what they know.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry joining President Trump in the East Room of the White House to talk about environmental issues.
At the Department of Energy, we have championed both the historic development of our nation's resources and the technological breakthroughs that are just literally cascading across this country in ways to use energy more cleanly, more efficiently than anyone ever thought possible before.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the formation of a new commission, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Pompeo described the objectives.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We about to get
on Thursday and on Friday, and it wasn't from all the dance action and the celebrating for the 4th of July weekend. It was about the earthquake. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney joining me now. My pal, Annie Zadarovich. She's an executive with the Premier Radio Networks, and she lives in Westlake Village, near Westlake Village, that whole area up in there. And boy, they have really been slammed by so much. Remember the fires? We talked to her about how horrific that was, and now here we are with the earthquakes again. Although luckily it wasn't centered that close to them, they still felt it. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing? That's just call me. My new nickname is Shake and Bake.
No kidding. It's sad but true, isn't it? So tell us about the first earthquake. You didn't really feel much from that one, right, on Thursday?
Well, I felt it, but I've lived in L.A. for over 25 years. I came out here for school, as you know. And the Thursday one, you know, it's the Thursday morning. I'm in front of the TV watching Wimbledon, which we both love and adore. And I'm having, my Java, and I'm just sitting here, and I feel it. And I go, not too bad. I didn't even get up from the chair. The little pup, 5-year-old cockapoo starts barking a little bit, but nothing major. But the Friday one, about 9:30 Friday night, the chairs literally started to move. I heard my sister in the other room start to say, my chair's moving. and it didn't stop right away. And I've lived here enough years to know this wasn't a baby. The one on Thursday, 6.4, you know, that's for pussy willows. That's nothing. But the 7.1, we grabbed the pup, put a leash on her, opened the front door, and went and stood outside. Because there's nothing going to fall on me from the sky. What's going to fall on you in the house is the ceiling and the roof and the recessed lighting and all that. So we went outside and waited for a few minutes. But when they get over that threshold of 7 points, that's when you know. And you're right. The epicenter was literally almost 200 miles away from us. So that poor town up in the Mojave Desert, which anyway, you have to have really strong mental fortitude. It's like Palm Springs. Just so people know, Palm Springs is built on the San Andreas Fault. So the San Andreas Fault ever has like an 8.5,
they're
you
done.
Can say goodbye to Palm Springs. It's not going to be there. So it's just, but you know the difference. When you lived here for years, you instinctively know the difference of a little jolt or a real earthquake. And Friday's was a real earthquake. And then that chicky poo who keeps talking to everybody, Lucy Jones, you know, well, the 30% chance the big one was. We've been hearing about the big one for 50 freaking years, okay? The big one can come at any time. Here's the difference that people have to understand. In the Midwest and in Texas and all over, you get tornadoes. But there is some warning because it's usually thunderstorms come first or whatever. In Florida and the Carolinas, as horrific as they are, you know the hurricanes are coming because, Jesus, you see them on the screen for 4 days before they come. It's a Category 2. It's going to be a Category 3. Oh, no, I think it could be the worst one of all. And then they end up being total duds. And these Weather Channel people are, you know, sitting out there, you know, with their galoshes, you know, dry. But earthquake, there you just don't know. I can be talking to you right now and have one. I can be have one in 20 more minutes. You just don't know. And they say they have gauges that can determine, you know, the seismic tremors, whatever. Yeah, we're about 30 seconds in advance. Well, my dog can tell me 30 seconds in advance.
So here's the thing. I disagree with you on the tornadoes because that's what's scary about tornadoes. Although you're right, now they're trying to warn us a little bit more, but it's crop up all over. Hurricanes, you're darn tuned about that. You get lots of warnings that there could happen. People get hurricane weary, so then they don't heed the advisories. But you're right about earthquakes because I've experienced that in Santa Barbara, but you know, not being near the epicenter. So now all the conversation in L.A., I imagine, is about the big one, though, like you said. Everybody's sitting there trying to say what geologists are telling you and what's going to happen. Are we going to see more of this? And so when you choose California, what do you choose to do? Just be ready in case and just ignore that or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the bottled water. Yeah, it's like I said, I lived through the fires in November. We evacuated. My home literally was 2 miles from the from the fire line where they were saving million-dollar mansions where, you know, Will Smith lives up in the hills. It's just, you just never know. I was at the Sheraton Universal for 3 days with the 25-pound cockapoo, you know, because we had to evacuate. You couldn't come back in the house. So that's what I'm saying. It's just the dichotomy of L.A. and Southern California in particular is 350 days out of the year. It's 75 to 80 degrees, sunshine, beautiful, paradise, except for Hawaii, paradise. But those 14, 15 days out of the year where it can be earthquakes or torrential rain, I mean, we have either the earthquakes, the floods, or the fires. So take your pick. They rotate, you know. They like to strike fear in you. You have the floods, and then what's even worse is everybody has the fires. Then the rains come, and it's going to be automatically going to be floods because all the shrubbery and the trees are gone because of the fires. And then they say the earthquake happens more in the summer. Everybody panics when it gets over 100 degrees because they do say there is geological evidence that when the Earth's crust is the hottest, that's when it has the chance to do that. But see, that's where they were wrong, because Thursday and Friday, it was nice. It was like 75, 77 degrees. So that put that theory that they have, you know, out the shit window. It meant nothing. Because that's all they do. They make $100,000 a year to tell you what's going to happen when they don't really know what's going to happen. But those geologists and Lucy Jones and all these people, they make six figures a year to come out there with their bifocal glasses and say, well, my best projection is blah, 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 blah. You know that. Okay? You know nothing. The earthquakes have been happening for hundreds of thousands of years, and California is on fault line. Every house is built on some kind of fault line. Obviously not as big as the San Andreas. Like I said, these little places, these little burgs that are built in the Mojave Desert, you know what my best advice for them would be? Don't go and live in the Mojave Desert. That's where the majority of the fault lines are. That's what I'm saying. You can have a $15, $35 million mansion in Palm Springs. It's going to crumble down, honey. I'm sorry. If there's an 8.0
or 8.5, that happens,
it's going to crumble. There's nothing that can save it. All the technology, all the beams that move with the flow, all that stuff, if it's over an 8.0, it's going to mean nothing. Go rent San Andreas, the movie, with The Rock, and you will see what L.A. will be like if there's an 8.0.
Oh, yeah. That's Hollywood. And just so you know, in 2016, seismologist Lucy Jones, your favorite, explained experts' reasonings for staying inside in case there's an earthquake. She disagrees with you. She said you need to stay inside because you could have drooping power lines, falling trees, or building extremities that could crumble and smash you in your face.
You tell me, my BFF, you tell me, would you rather see me perish under rubble of my house or under a tree? Because if it's an 8.0, it ain't going to matter. You either have the house fall on top of you, or you go outside and have a tree fall on top of you. Okay? So pick your poison. Which one would you like to have? I'm going to do what I do, and that's to disagree with Lucy Jones, even though I know she went to school for 20 years to sit there and tell you, I really don't know. But, you know, at least I went to school, and I'm making a six-figure a year living because I went to school for something. She went to school for something that she can't really tell you.
You are terrible. All right, Annie, stay safe, and thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Shake and bake. That's my new nickname, Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake. Oh, my gosh, boy. And it's interesting. I've said this. I've talked about being in the earthquake before and in an earthquake before and having to deal with the fallout, not being close to it, being about 150 miles. And I felt that same thing she described, the sway of the first, the lesser quake, the 6.4, for sure. What's, you know, you think about the Christchurch in New Zealand in 2011 and just people deciding, do they stay inside? Do they run outside? Could they get crushed by this? It depends on what you're near, I think. If the building has, I mean, she is right in the sense that if you're in a suburb, there's nothing there and you can watch the power lines. But in a place where I live nearby, Paso Robles, they had an earthquake in 2003. You had two women who were working at a clothing store, but they were crushed to death by falling bricks and plaster because they ran out of an old, pretty much quake vulnerable brick building. So if they'd stayed inside, you know, they determined that they thought they would have survived. But then again, who knows? You're making that split decision as to what to do. Now, the big one in 1987, the Whittier Narrows earthquake, was considered big because it's 5.1 in the middle of lots of buildings and areas. Three people died, and they say their deaths, among the three people who died, their deaths were directly caused by the earthquake. One was somebody who jumped from the window of the apartment, died from the impact of the fall. Another was someone running from a three-story parking structure, crushed by the concrete. And, you know, the other same thing, being crushed. So I guess it depends on the surroundings. That makes sense. There's people that drop in place and they get undercover under desks, and then they, what the theory is, if stuff drops on top of them, they'll dig them out. Boy, what a thing to decide, right? And you really would have a split decision, just split second, just like that. All right, we're going inside. We're going in the man cave on the flip side. Hang with us.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Yes, we are inside the man cave. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about the she cave in the man cave. It's all the same, right? Seriously, a good cave is a good cave, no matter what gender, I guess. Although, you know, if somebody was doing crafts and maybe the man cave had more sports, although some women would argue with you about that and say, are you serious? Did you see what happened with the women's soccer team? Of course you did. All my posse, mainly guys, were loving it. They were asking me about the stars. I've been on a bunch of radio shows and on Cheddar on TV. Talking about this incredible team and just how exciting it is to watch them. Put all the politics aside. When you have a world stage, if you agree, don't agree, someone decides to use it, that's fine to me, right? Because all of you have opinions, I have opinions, fine. But I have an opinion about the World Cup. What I have an opinion about with the Women's World Cup is it is fun to watch our women kick ass. It is. And there is that jingoistic, I'm going to call it. There's my big $20 word. That's the word I learned going to college. So my grandfather, who's the smartest of all of us, was a truck driver, said to me once, what's the price of a college education? It's that one word, because he knew every other word. Smarter than all of us. But anyway, he would feel that swell, too. The World Cup's wrapped up. It was wildly popular. Successful Americans came back home. The story is, you know, they are a part of our fabric, a part of our culture. It's exciting to see this happen. It really is. So this is back-to-back World Cups. And I'll tell you what, I think if I were a predicting person, they're going to get equal pay from the U.S. Soccer Federation. They should be paid. They should have that pay inequity solved there because of the wins, the ratings, the things that would go into it, the economics of it, for sure. Forget, again, you could throw any politics, any gender discussion you want into it, but they win every time on the economics, which anyone would tell you. So, what's going to be interesting is that parade in New York, I think, is going to be completely jammed. They're going to go to the U.S. Capitol, and that will be interesting. And, you know, they did it. They beat the Dutch 2-0. And it wasn't, I thought it might have been easier. The first half of that game, no scoring. That's it. None. And then the second half, boom. Explosion. That's soccer. These girls were talented. They were talented defensively, offensively. I can't imagine. I don't know if anyone listening to me plays soccer, but there's one sport I was never good at. Watching it and seeing people play it, guys play it, women play it well, was fun to me. I had friends that played, both men and women, but not me. I mean, I'd get kicked in the head and the face. Oof. I was not great at navigating a big field, a decent-sized field. Forget it. So I have complete respect for anyone who excels at that sport in the first place. But, you know, here we go again. This is four cups, two in a row. And what happens next time? You could expect, I'm sure you're going to hear more about this team. They're going to be on the covers of any magazine you can possibly think of. And like I mentioned, that parade on Wednesday will be jammed. Needless to say, I am certain of it, and that makes complete sense to me because of the amount of people who are just enthralled by the team, as they should be in the stories and the matches. Watching the matches were fun. Absolutely. In fact, I have my book, Invade the Man Cave, and it's being updated, and it'll include some soccer. We didn't have soccer before. It'll include some soccer. People are giving me so much abuse about that. It will include soccer, and it will include this team, obviously, in talking about them. All right, if you watched over the weekend in the Man Cave, we'd be talking about this. If you watched the bout, John Jones and Santos going at it, if you watched that bout over the weekend, and you saw what happened there. Oh, my goodness. The damage to Santos, he tore ACL, MCL, PCL, meniscus of his left knee. Ooh, and UFC 239 main event. This happened Saturday night in Vegas. Couldn't be more popular. And his manager confirmed, yeah, those are all the things that happened. Santos will probably be out the rest of 2019 and probably beyond that, too. A partial ligament tear in his right knee. Ooh. So Jones wins the fight by split decision. He retains the 205-pound title. But Santos fought really, really hard. See, people who don't understand that sport, and I understand the sport. It's been explained to me. I've watched it. I'm enthralled by it, actually, because of the techniques and what you have to do to clearly be really good at this. And you see the wincing, you see what's going on. You could see at one point he was favoring one leg, but you look at Jones and he is the best, probably pound for pound, as some would call him, MMA fighter of maybe all time. You could make arguments about it, but boy, he brings it all. He brings it all and then some. He brings the bricks, is what I call it. And I don't think Jones even knew that he had an injured leg. Santos had an injured leg. But, boy, oh, boy, It is very popular. When you have friends that order the fight, you bring the chips, they're paying, you bring the alcohol or the non-alcoholic beverages, whichever you prefer. Another thing we'd be talking about, so it's interesting, we go from women's soccer to UFC to NBA free agency, and the fact that how about the Clippers? The Clippers score big. Kawhi Leonard, the cast-off from San Antonio, so to speak, ends up with Toronto, wins a championship, and now signs a deal with the Clippers. Shocking, because so many assumed it would be the Lakers, that the Lakers would be the team that would sign him. So the Clippers, to me, are the real winners in that derby. He is some player, and he has some motivation, right? So I think that there were some people that were disappointed by what happened there, thinking that for sure he would end up being seduced by the Lakers, but it didn't happen. Instead, it's that other L.A. team that, oh, yeah, has plenty of firepower. And it's nothing, I think, it's nothing but an upside for them. And, you know, it's... There's so much to this. It's like Kyrie. You know, KD, Kyrie make a decision, the two of them, to join the Nets. And that's a big, 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 big deal. So it's kind of trading places. You're not sure. Sometimes you think you know what the moves are, but you're not behind the scenes where the seducing begins, where the phone calls happen. And, of course, they know the money's going to be there. And the money is part of it, but for someone like Kawhi Leonard, for example, of course the money's going to be there for him. Of course it is. And of course the money's going to be there for KD. Absolutely. That's a given that was going to happen. But the Clippers, while they were being mentioned, it was not something that I thought was a done deal. I didn't think it was a done deal. How about that? Wow. You can't blame Kawhi, right? Raptors coach Nick Nurse said he was disappointed that Kawhi Leonard decided to leave for the Clippers, but he said you can't blame a guy for wanting to go home. And that's right, because the Southern California area, of course, his home, so he had the extra desire to be in that area. We still have some time before the regular season rolls out. Summer League happening now. Music means we got to bounce out. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Kate Delaney, I'll see you down the road. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.